Good afternoon, everyone. Dr. Rick Nabb here at the National Hurricane Center. Live update, 2 p.m. Eastern time and 1 p.m. Central on Tropical Storm Karen. We've just issued our intermediate public advisory. No dramatic changes at all to what we are specifying as the parameters for the storm. Still maximum winds at 50 miles per hour. There is an Air Force reconnaissance plane in the system right now, and so far with its first pass into the center, haven't seen any data to prompt us to change anything. Still moving north-northwest at about 9 miles per hour. Still lopsided with most of the thunderstorm activity off to the east of the circulation center. It is pretty clear to define where the center is. It's exposed here on the visible imagery, the western side devoid of deep thunderstorm activity. So it's going to struggle in this environment of wind shear and dry air. And over the next day or so, our latest forecast not indicating any significant changes in strength, but it still is headed toward the northern Gulf Coast, and there are watches and warnings in effect for many areas. Tropical storm warning is in effect from the Mississippi-Louisiana border around to Morgan City, Louisiana. Tropical storm conditions could begin there by tomorrow morning, so today is the day to be preparing in that area. Southeast Louisiana and around to Mobile Bay, that area is where we could see 3 to 5 feet of flooding due to storm surge above ground level, 3 to 5 feet above ground level in some spots. And so you want to be paying attention to what your local officials are saying if you are vulnerable in those areas to storm surge. We also still have the hurricane watch in effect from the west of Destin, Florida, in the panhandle through the Alabama, Mississippi coastal areas and around to Grand Isle, Louisiana. We're going to be taking a look at that this afternoon with a new set of models, and we'll put out a new forecast by 5 p.m. Eastern and reevaluate whether or not the hurricane watch needs to remain in effect. But in any event, we still have a number of hazards for a lot of folks in the northern Gulf Coast, not just the wind, but also the storm surge and heavy rainfall. We could see 3 to 6 inches of rain in some spots. Where that heavy rain falls the most has a lot to do with exactly where Karen goes, and there's still a lot of uncertainties in terms of exactly where that right turn is going to occur and where the landfall point will be when it makes final landfall. And just a matter of not tuning out during this weekend, but especially today, be preparing in that tropical storm warning area. That's the latest from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.